begin to fall, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I'm really tired. I don't know, somehow I was basically at the machine before 6 this morning on the computer and worked fairly continuous, obviously eating in the meantime, but for some reason it made me tired. I don't understand why. I am now sending stuff to the email server. I'm sending half the message. I haven't closed the deal yet because I kept doing two things. One, simplifying, and the other thing was trying to make sure that all the logging is clear, and that I took way too much time. And one of the problems I have is I think that when it's done, somebody looks back at it and says, "That's so simple. Why did it take so long?" Making things simple is hard. It really is. Anyway, the other thing that I thought about is because there was a discussion yesterday about an email was sent to another couple gentlemen to invite them onto the project that Chris introduced us, and there was no response, but one of the things I did in my follow-up email says, you know, be happy to do a technical review. And it remind, I was thinking this morning, I have yet to have anyone come to me for a serious technical review. And, you know, the years I did on-site program, I offered over and over and over again. And there were a couple little fluff things and whatnot, but a serious, no. And that really, that concerns me because it leaves you, in a sense, feeling lonely. And the analogy I thought of is like loving a lady who doesn't love you back, and you feel lonely. Can I relate to that? Why, yes, I can. I did see something I found humorous today. A gentleman, you know, because I don't follow this, except, you know, it does make the news a lot for whatever reason. A gentleman who recently purchased Twitter, with pocket change, says his pronouns are prosecute and Fauci. So I thought that was funny. You know, you kind of have a little humor in the day. But it is interesting to me, on that, there are so many people looking at, oh, we have someone bought Twitter and now things will be so much nicer. No, I'm sorry. You go from one oligarch to another. And, the issue is you don't look at policy or person, but you look at, well, basically technology. You know, it was like, because I remember it's reminiscent of years ago when I was talking with some people in reference to, voting. We need paper ballots and whatnot because electronic voting is... No, I mean, with digital signatures, electronic voting is far more reliable than paper ballots. By far. And of course, it would eliminate all the fiasco of late. But the issue is people don't want reliability. They want control. And if you take away that option to deceive, you don't want it. You know, it's the same thing again with the pro-life stuff. It's we don't want to win the argument. We want to fundraise with the argument, and this is what I found with the partial birth abortion years ago. It was, yeah, both sides want to fundraise with the argument. And I think this is happens in so many ways. But anyway, I had a I'm really pleased how simple it's becoming. But, you know, it's like handing somebody a sharp knife. you need to have a little bit of skill to be able to handle that. Otherwise, you're going to hurt yourself. And I'm developing some very sharp knives. And then, of course, the useful, you know, again, the Twitter thing. How do you communicate with a huge number of people without being blocked, without being censored? How do you there's all the complaints about how YouTube or CensorTube, as it's been called, they block so many people. How do you get around that? Well, I just saw an interview with the gentleman who started BitChute, and apparently he's been, they're going after him financially. He's in the UK. And, you know, how do you don't put it into one organization, one person. You do it so everybody can. And the technical solutions are simple. They're simple. But the other thing I thought about is, I think the reason Heritage Systems, my company from long ago, worked. And how, you know, because I was thinking, you know, we were making in the early 90s, we were grossing over $1 million a year as a two-man company when that was a lot of money, which, you know, today $1 million and a quarter will get you a side order of fries. Anyway, but, you know, it was, I did the technology end, and the other gentleman, Richard Chart, he handled the customers and all that other stuff. And all I did was focus on the technology. And I need that again. I need to find somebody who can be the face of this, because anyway, I need to have it now, because I'm running into a brick wall here in a little while. And I want to miss that. I guess this is a reason why, because of the pressure I'm under, maybe the thing to do is, if you're married to me, you would abandon me. This way you wouldn't have to deal with this kind of pressure. Oh, yeah, that's what happened, isn't it? The hand of grace is reaching out to you, my lady. Because you see, as 1 Corinthians 13 points out, love never ends or fails. So, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church or the assembly. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you. I'm not turning from you. I'm not giving up on you. I love you, and I want you back.